This is Northwest News from KPLU. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has revealed what he's calling a grand bargain to ease the city's affordable housing crunch. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer has the details.
The mayor's housing committee wants to let developers build bigger buildings in exchange for creating thousands of new affordable units. In zones where apartment and condo buildings are allowed, they'll get to add an extra floor. And they'll have to make 5 to 7% of their units affordable to someone earning about $37,000 a year. A leaked draft of the plan suggested they intended to do away with single-family zones, which cover about two-thirds of the city. The committee does propose allowing denser housing on about 6% of them, but Murray insists the vast majority would still be for single-family houses.
I want to say this again because there's been a little fun out there about us plowing under every single-family neighborhood. Under our plan, 94% of existing single-family neighborhoods will see no-up zones.
However, all single-family zones would in fact change to allow things like duplexes and triplexes that fit on the same footprint as a detached house. In addition, all new commercial developments would be charged what's called a linkage fee, which pays for more affordable housing. City Council members Kshama Sawant and Nick Licata, along with candidate John Grant, proposed an alternative plan that slaps those fees on residential developers too. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.